虚実を切り裂いて想定を仰いで飛び立ったとこしへ後悔も嫌をなく必然必然なるべくしてなる未来だそれゆえ
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Fanboy Comics Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Clay, and today we continue our journey through the Shonen Jump app. Of course, today, as you can see in the title, is going to be My Hero Academia, chapters 261 through 270. Now, I did have a lot of fun reading this. Now, this episode will probably not be as long as the other ones because, as you can see in the title, this is the attack on the Liberation Army. It happened really, really quick, but there are some key points that I do want to touch on. I had a lot of fun with this. We are so close from catching up to the point where we can finally put My Hero Academia on the Saturday show, which is like what I've been aiming for this entire time. It has taken almost a year since, over a year. No. Yeah. Yeah, 2020. Yeah, it's been over a year since we've been talking about My Hero Academia. We have finally caught up. Well, not yet. I think we will catch up in 2 weeks, and it's going to be awesome. So, with that information, I'm so glad to be talking about this. One of my new favorite characters is put into action in this arc. So, and I feel like the segment that I'm reading is basically the start of the attack, and then where we end is kind of like when the oh shit stuff happens. So this would be really good as far as like a volume, but I don't think they actually put 10 chapters in a volume. So I don't know how they're going to break it up, but I think it works really, really well with how we're going to be talking about it. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. You know, I think that's one of the biggest problems that I have with having a podcast on my own. I just feel like I can never like just shut up for a second. I always have to like keep talking to keep you guys entertained, and I forget to breathe. So I have to sometimes just take a breather between segments, get myself focused, and then jump right into it. Otherwise, you know, if you're paying attention, you can just hear me breathing really hard in between my words, and I just sound like a really unhealthy fat person, which is not cool whatsoever. But I am doing what I can, and it is so hot in here. You're probably going to start hearing the fan now. This is going to suck. But, you know, with chapters 261 and 262, we basically see, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Mirko, of course, she is the number three hero now, I believe. Or wait, no. I think she's the fourth because third is Genist, I think. But Mirko, that is my phone. That is the second time that has happened on podcast. I'm so sorry. I usually keep that silent. But, you know, I love Mirko because she is a complete badass throughout this entire reading that I did from 261 all the way to 270, to be completely honest. So, you know, here she, of course, was chasing after this is the one thing I always forget to do. I always forget to look up these character names before I jump into it. So, let me see. I am not going on Google right now, and I am not going on to the My Hero Academia wiki page, and I am not scrolling all the way down to the villains right now to see if this doctor is in fact put onto this page, which I'm sure he is because he is a villain, and it would only make sense if he was on here. But I highly, highly doubt they would do that. But I am Garaki. He is, of course, the doctor/scientist that has been helping Shigaraki. So, you know, Mirko is chasing after him this entire time. And, you know, he releases these Nomu, and they call him the high-end Nomu, I believe that's what they're called. And they're almost like the hooded one that Endeavor fought a couple, you know, 20 chapters back or so. Not even. It's been even more than that now. But he releases these high-end Nomu, and they go ham. They are... So they speak a lot more fluently. They have intellectual thought instead of just, like, singular thought, kind of like the hooded Nomu did with Endeavor. And they, of course, just like any other Nomu, have multiple quirks. Now, in this fight, it goes on to 262 as well. The biggest part of this chapter is we get to actually see a breakdown of Mirko's... she's the number five hero. I apologize. Number five hero, Mirko. Her quirk is Rabbit. She can do whatever a rabbit can, but even better. And in this freaking chapter, she loses a fucking arm. Now, I'm sorry for the language in this episode, but I'm just so fucking hyped over what happened throughout this entire 10 chapters. It is amazing. One of these Nomus have, like, a, like, reality-altering, like, quirk to where, like, it starts to warp her arm, and you can see it kind of, like, getting twisted or whatever, and she just screams, "That freaking hurts." And then she kicks the dude, and in doing so, she moved so fast that she ripped her arm off, basically. And then right after beating the shit out of a couple of freaking Nomu, she just ties her arm up to stop it from, like, bleeding. And I was like, oh my... And she is, like, at the very end, she's like, "All right, I'm done with that." Like, she of course, is in somewhat pain, but just, like, looking at her, "I guess crushing your noggin does the trick. That makes you way easier to deal with, easier to deal with than the average villain. I live every day of my life like there's no tomorrow, so that when my number's up, I can check out with no regrets. No way this horde of zombies is gonna end Mirko the hero." She is such a badass, and I want more of her. Please, oh please, oh please. And I don't know if this is a slight spoiler for, like, future chapters or anything, but I saw after this, there is a certain chapter that has a color page, and it looks like she has, like, a supplemental arm. I wouldn't say it's, like, metal, because I'm not entirely sure, but it just looks badass. So if she gets a prosthetic and can still be a badass, that's awesome. And I want more of her. I don't know if I'm simping more for her or Midnight at this point, but I want them all. I need them. Dude, I need a Mount Lady, Midnight, Mirko badass team-up book. That's what I want. Or at least, like, a team-up, like, arc. I can't even say chapter because that's not enough. I need a whole entire fucking arc. Anyway, so we're going on to 263. This is where we see a little bit more of 1A, 1B. They're all, you know, just waiting for their signal. But it's really funny because Kaminari is in a completely different group, and they are pushing forward, like, towards the attack. And Kaminari is freaking out. He's so nervous about this whole fight. He realizes how big this fight is and how important it is because of the number of professional heroes that are in this group. And Tokiyami is like, "Dude, you're amazing. Like, I learned this while we were, like, practicing with the band and everything, of course, because of the performance." And he's like, "You're amazing. Like, you got this." And freaking Kaminari's just still freaking out. He doesn't know if that's like necessarily going to be helping him or whatever. But at one point, they enter the building, and all of these heroes are confronting him, and are confronting all the heroes. The villains are confronting. When the heroes break through the building, the villains are already there to like confront them. And I think it's really cool that his hero name is Charge, Kaminari's. And Midnight says, "Don't let the stage overwhelm you." She says, if imagining random people elsewhere doesn't do the trick, then think of the person who matters the most to you right now." And he turns his head, and it like zooms back and it zooms back and it zooms back, and he says, "I want to be with you guys." And you see Jiro, and this warms my little heart, because there's small little like hints that there might be some sort of relationship between them. And I think this kind of confirms it, but it's still really, really cute. And there's this villain that has an electric-based power. And I have been waiting. Since I saw Kaminari's power, or quirk, sorry. Since I saw Kaminari's quirk, I have been waiting for him to have this, like, badass moment. Because you always saw him using his quirk at like full capacity, and it was always just like leaving him useless basically. And here he like uses the instance of like wanting to be with Jiro, and it shows like this small little flashback of him and Toyama doing practice, like with the bass guitar and the guitar. And he says that Jiro, she acts all shy and awkward, but I know she's nuts about music, so we ought to do our best to perform. And at this moment, freaking Kaminari just like uses his quirk as a conductor to this villain's electric power. And he just absorbs it all, and he looks so badass doing it. And I'm just like, yes, finally, oh my god. So I'm super glad that he got his moment, even though it's like very, very small. But in 264 and 265, all the way through, I think, 264 all the way to through 66, there's this moment of Hawks starting this fight between Twice, and it is the most heartbreaking thing, just because we just previously saw when the League of Villains attacked that city, that, you know, Twice has gone through so much in his life, you know, and he, in order to like really get his quirk pumping, was to realize that he has a family in the League of Villains. As you know, even though they are villainous, they are evil, like, he found friendship in that, and that's what gave him the power boost he needed to really, you know, make his quirk work. And he was finding friendship with Hawks, and we all knew eventually Hawks would have to betray the League of Villains. And, you know, Twice immediately senses the betrayal, and he's so mad, and he, like, he's crying, and he legitimately tries to fight Hawks, but Hawks is just way too good. He honestly is way too good. There is another badass moment with Tokiyami. He actually uses his Dark Shadow, and he uses a special move called Ragnarok, which I thought was really, really cool. And he, Dark Shadow, like, basically has this small little tussle with Redestro, which leaves Redestro right on his fucking ass. But, you know, they get a small glimpse of course, the giant that is, you know, basically only taking commands from Shigaraki. But Shigaraki, of course, is nowhere to be seen yet. And what this ultimately happens here is it looks like Hawks gets the upper hand on twice, but before Hawks can, you know, use, you know, take the final blow or whatever, Dobby comes in and just fucks him up real quick. And it legitimately looks like Dobby has the upper hand this entire fight. And one of the big things that gets Hawks really... Well, before all that happens, we get to see this moment of, you know, Hawks actually... It looks like he gets that final blow on twice at the last possible second, but you don't really see it. You know, it kind of does that clever thing where, like, right before the attack, all you see is rubble. You see like blood splatter on one side of the page, and then it moves on to a completely different scenario. But you see a twice clone kill a hero, save Toga. I don't know why I thought she had like a K and an M in her name. I don't know why, but Toga and Compress were in trouble, and this clone of Twice, of course, helped them. And you just see this Twice clone kind of just like wear his heart on his sleeve and apologize to them about how he couldn't save them. And they're like, what are you talking about? You're fine. We're fine. And, you know, that's where he starts to melt. And you realize, oh, snap, that means Hawks really did kill twice. Holy crap. And, you know, there's this really sweet moment where Toga, she puts her handkerchief across his face again, like she did in the middle of the fight with Overhaul, you know, to keep him together. And it doesn't work. He continues to melt, and Toga gives him a huge hug and says, thank you for saving me. And, like, he's a villain. I should be okay. Like, I should be okay with this. But it hits you in the freaking heart, man. Like my eyes are a little bit watery right now. Just seeing the emotion on his face. He is dying, but he is happy because... he knows that she is safe. But, like, oh man, it works so well. Like, I'm so glad that the My Hero Villain, volume 24 of My Hero Academia, I'm so glad that I legitimately liked that volume, because it was just so good, and it taught you a lot about Twice. So I'm glad that we got to see that in order to feel what we are feeling now in this moment where he is dying. But this in chapter 267, we find out that Dobby actually knows who Hawks, like, he knows Hawks' real name. And he is like, who the hell are you? Like, this is Hawks asking Dobby. Because at this point, we just know Dobby as this person that was at one point following Stain, and to get that moment of, like, I want to do something in the world, he followed the League of Villains. And so we thought he was just some weird puppet, but apparently he might be something even more. And so, you know, we jump back to the fight with Mirko and the Nomu, and she gets messed up. Like, she really gets messed up. Like a chunk of her face gets, you know, cut off, like, at her cheek. And her freaking leg gets stabbed and, like, all this different stuff. But, you know, the person who joins the fight with her is Endeavor at the very end. But most importantly, I think, is a really cool moment where Hawks looks like he's about to, you know, get annihilated from Dobby. Tokiyami is right there to really pitch in. So I really like that. You know, it's really this moment of excuse me, of, you know, being there for your friends, being there for your mentors. And those moments for me just are just like they're like, it's that like fist pump moment. You're just like, yes, you know, and it's at this point you will see that, like, of course, Hawks always believed in Tokiyami, but now he's going to be able to see how much Tokiyami has learned and has grown as a hero. So I can't wait to see that fight. 268, you just see, like, the all the pros helping Endeavor move forward to help Mirko. And we see we have Eraserhead join the fight. And we see that Shigaraki is actually in one of these tubes that the Nomu were in. And this whole thing was about him. Like, we now realize, oh, it's all about him. That is why I am forgetting his name. I said in the beginning of the episode, Garaki was trying to protect him, and he's uploading something to him. And Eraser gets, Aizawa gets, you know, the realization that how smart these Nomus really are. They are trying to stay out of the eyesight of Eraser. So they're trying to be, they are quickly learning, okay, I can't use my quirk if he's looking at me. So they are very, very smart. I really like this. It gives you a sense of like, oh crap, like they might not be able to win. And, you know, once again, Mirko, again, being a badass. I love it. The little encasing that Shigaraki is in gets smashed. And in, you know, we see Eraser and, you know, we see him, you know, helping out. Mirko is basically out of commission at this point. Endeavor is like, just rest now. We'll have you fixed up. But we get to see both Eraser and Mike, like, join, like, really join the fight. And for one, me, whenever I read My Hero, I just saw Mike as this, like, annoying, like, comedy character. But we get to see him have another badass moment. Like, we, not another, but for me, his first badass moment. We see him use a loud voice, and it looks awesome. And he's pissed. Of course, you know, everything that we had found out about their friend being the main host or core of Anomu. Like, he's super pissed about this whole entire operation for the League of Villains. And so he gets to knock out Garaki, which I love that panel. He, you know, you see the emotion in his face. So I absolutely love, I love the visuals in My Hero. I will always love the visuals of My Hero. Now, in 270, I apologize if you hear any humming in the background. It looks like they are continuing construction on my house. They're fixing the downstairs bathroom. Anyway, basically in 270, we get to see Shigaraki in this, like, dream state. Because apparently, in order to do whatever they were doing as far as the experiment, they needed him almost in a dead-like state. So his heartbeat was really, really slow. It was helping him with the pain. Now here, he is in this dream-like state, and it's basically him letting go of all of his past. So you see his mother, his father, his sister, of course his grandmother, who was All Might's mentor, and he just lets go of them all in order to become whatever he's about to become. You see him start to wake up, and at the very end, you see Deku, and he just has this thought of, he's coming. And that is the end. That is the end of 270. Now, this actually was just about as long as I thought it would be, or maybe a little bit longer. I thought it was going to be about 18, 20 minutes, but we are reaching 25 minutes here. Maybe I'll go a little bit after, but thank you so much for listening. And of course, construction had to happen during this recording. It's 30 minutes and you couldn't just wait. Oh my God, people. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Of course, you know where to find me, Fanboy Clay, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and also Vero. I think I'm fanboy Cleon Vero? I'll have to actually check. I used that for the very first time in a while today. But you can, you know, send me feedback on fanboycomicspodcast@gmail.com. Tomorrow, you should be listening to My Hero Academia Vigilantes Volume 6. And then on Friday, we're actually going to be going to Volume 3 of Black Clover with Jake. I'm very excited about that. And I actually got some really cool chapters and new titles to be talking about on Saturday. And some unfortunate news for Saturday, but I'll leave it to that. It's going to be a really fun read, a really fun show. So please go ahead and listen to that one as well. It's a bittersweet show, that Saturday show will be. But with that, guys, thank you so much, and I will see you guys tomorrow. 音で やるぞ!